لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين.
Verily, in the story of Joseph, peace be upon him and his brothers, there are many signs for those who inquire about the truth.
إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِيْنَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
And called to mind when the brothers of Joseph, peace be upon him, conferred together and said, Surely, Joseph and his brother are dearer to our father than we are, although we are a group of so many. Our father is clearly mistaken. Joseph and his brother, this refers to Benjamin, Joseph's true brother, peace be upon him, who was younger than him by a few years. His mother had passed away at the time of his birth. This explains why Jacob, peace be upon him, cared more for these two sons. Moreover, out of all his sons, it was Joseph alone that Jacob saw clear indications of righteousness and piety, peace be upon them. Moreover, the statement made by Jacob upon hearing of Joseph's dream, peace be upon them, also indicates that he was well aware of Joseph's extraordinary potential. On the other hand, the character of the 10 stepbrothers was sharply at variance with that of Joseph, peace be upon him, as is evident from subsequent events. How then can it be conceived that a righteous person such as Jacob, peace be upon him, would be happy with such corrupt sons? Curiously enough, one of the reasons for Joseph's brother's jealousy, as mentioned in the Bible, reflects very poorly on Joseph's character, peace be upon him. According to the Bible, Joseph, peace be upon him, brought an ill report of his brothers to his father, Genesis 37:2, which would make one presume that it was one of the reasons for their hatred for him. Although we are a group of so many, our father is clearly mistaken. For a better understanding of this statement, one should bear in mind the material conditions of nomadic tribal societies. Such a society is usually devoid of an organized state, and generally consists of a number of independent tribes that live side by side. In such a society, a man's strength depends entirely on the number of his supporters, and these consist of his sons, grandsons, brothers, and nephews. These members of the family are extremely important, since a person depends only upon them in the event of an attack upon his person, property, or honor. Under such circumstances, a person is naturally inclined to hold his youthful sons dearer than the women or children of his household, for it is the former who bear the brunt of any fighting with the enemy. When the 10 stepbrothers noticed that Jacob gave Joseph, peace be upon them, who was still small, and they were grown up in strong, greater affection, they thought that their father had become senile.
اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين.
So either kill Joseph, peace be upon him, or cast him into some distant land, so that your father's attention may become exclusively yours, and after so doing become righteous. The statement reflects the psychological makeup of those who, even when they vigorously pursue their desires, still make an effort to maintain some relationship with faith and righteousness. Some people seem to have a peculiar way of conciliating between their responses to the demands of righteousness on the one hand and of self-indulgence on the other. When they are under strong pressure from their lusts, they go ahead and commit an evil act, keeping the demands of faith temporarily in abeyance. However, as soon as they feel pangs of guilt, they try to assuage their conscience, assuring it that what they did had committed was merely an ephemeral act of sinning, that this sin was inevitably as only thus could an important purpose be achieved. The further they assure their conscience that it will not be long before they repent and revert to their original righteousness.
قَالَ قَائِلٌ لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين.
Thereupon one of them said, "Do not kill Joseph, peace be upon him. But if you are bent upon doing something, cast him down to the bottom of some dark pit. Perhaps some caravan passing by will take him out of it."
قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون.
After so deciding, they said to their father, "Why is it that you do not trust us regarding Joseph, peace be upon him, although we are his true well-wishers? Why is it that you do not trust us regarding Joseph, peace be upon him, although we are his true well-wishers?" The Quranic narrative on this point is different both from that of the Bible and the Talmud. The biblical version mentions that Joseph's brothers, peace be upon him, had gone towards Shechem to graze their cattle. In their absence, it was Jacob, peace be upon him, himself, who sent Joseph, peace be upon him, to look for them. This, however, seems highly improbable, for Jacob, peace be upon him, knew well that his other sons were highly jealous of Joseph, peace be upon him. So why would Jacob have sent Joseph on such a perilous mission, peace be upon them? Given the circumstances of the case, the Quranic account appears more plausible.
أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون.
Send him out with us tomorrow that he may enjoy himself and play while we will be there, standing guard over him.
قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون.
Their father answered, "It grieves me indeed that you should take him with you, for I fear that some wolf might eat him while you are negligent of him."
قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون.
They said, "Should a wolf eat him, despite the presence of our strong group, we would indeed be a worthless lot."
فلما ذهبوا به وأجمعوا أن يجعلوه في غيابة الجب وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون.
So when they went away with Joseph, peace be upon him, and decided to cast him in the bottom of the dark pit, we revealed to Joseph, peace be upon him, "Surely a time will come when you will remind them of their deed. They know nothing about the consequence of what they are doing. They know nothing about the consequence of what they are doing." We have translated the Quranic words, "Vahum la yashurun," as follows. They know nothing about the consequence of what they are doing. The Quranic expression here may be interpreted in three ways, and each of the three interpretations seems to fit the situation. One interpretation suggests that God comforted Joseph by means of revelation, peace be upon him, and that his brothers were unaware that he had received such a revelation. The second meaning could be that Joseph, peace be upon him, would one day make his brothers realize their mistakes in circumstances which for the moment were out of the range of their imaginations. The third meaning could be that Joseph's brothers were doing something out of sheer ignorance, without realizing its possible consequences. The Bible and Talmud do not mention that God comforted Joseph, peace be upon him, by his words. Instead, the Talmud says that when Joseph, peace be upon him, was thrown into the pit, he cried profusely and made impatient pleas to his brothers. On the contrary, if one goes through the Quranic account, there emerges an altogether different image. This account portrays the life history of a young man who had the potential to become, as indeed he later did become, one of the major figures of human history. This is also in sharp contrast with the Talmudic version. That version mentions that in a desert, a few Bedouin threw a young boy into a pit. This is followed by a portrayal of Joseph's actions, in which there is nothing that would distinguish him from any other boy in that situation.
وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ.
At nightfall, they came to their father weeping.
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِندَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَمَا أَنتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ.
And said, Father, we went racing with one another and left Joseph, peace be upon him, behind with our things. And then a wolf came and ate him. We know that you will not believe us, howsoever truthful we might be.
قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون.
And they brought Joseph's shirt, peace be upon him, stained with false blood. Seeing this, their father exclaimed, Nay, this is not true. Rather, your evil souls have made it easy for you to commit a heinous act. So I will bear this patiently, and in good grace. It is Allah's help alone that I seek against your fabrication. So I will bear this patiently, and in good grace. The text has the words, Sabro Jamil. Literally, that may be translated as gracious patience. This signifies a patience which is devoid of complaint, of piteous entreaties, of frothing and fuming, a patience which consists of enduring suffering with calm and dignity. It is Allah's help alone that I seek against your fabrication. The image of Jacob that emerges from accounts of the story in both the Bible and the Talmud is also run of the mill. According to the Bible, on hearing the news of the grievous incident, Jacob rent his garments, put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. Genesis 37:34. Likewise, the Talmud mentions that Jacob, peace be upon him, abandoned himself to grief and lay with his face to the ground, refusing to be comforted, and cried, Yes, this was the shirt of my son, and he mourned for many years. This description makes Jacob, peace be upon him, look like any ordinary person. However, in the Quranic version, Jacob, peace be upon him, stands out head and shoulders above ordinary humans. He appears as an embodiment of forbearance and patience, nor does he lose his poise on hearing the shocking news about his son. Moreover, thanks to his unusual intelligence, when Joseph's stepbrothers came forth with a made-up story, Jacob, peace be upon him, saw through the whole matter. He instantly grasped that his jealous sons had fabricated the account. Despite the grievous nature of the incident, Jacob, peace be upon him, maintains his grace and dignity, patiently endures what has befallen him, and places his full faith in God.
وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَهُ قَالَ يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And a caravan came, and they sent their water drawer to draw water. As he let down his bucket in the well, he observed Joseph, peace be upon him, and cried out, This is good news. There is a boy. They concealed him, considering him as part of their merchandise, while Allah was well aware of what they did.
وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ.
Later, they sold him for a paltry sum, just a few dirhams. They did not care to obtain a higher price. Later, they sold him for a paltry sum, just a few dirhams. What seems to have happened was that Joseph's brothers cast him into a pit and then left him. Thereafter, a caravan passing by rescued Joseph, peace be upon him, taking him to Egypt where they sold him. The Bible, however, mentions that Joseph's brothers later came across a caravan of Ishmaelites. They sought to take Joseph out of the pit, peace be upon him, and sell him to the caravan, only to discover that Midianite traders had already taken Joseph, peace be upon him, from the pit and sold them to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. Later, the compilers of the Bible conveniently forgot the fact that, according to their own account, Joseph, peace be upon him, had already been sold to the Ishmaelites. It is strange, therefore, to note that later on it is mentioned that Joseph, peace be upon him, was sold in Egypt by the same Midianite traders. For a full account, see Genesis 37:25-8 and 36. In sharp contrast to this is the Talmudic account, which says that the Midianite traders took Joseph, peace be upon him, out of the pit and enslaved him. Subsequently, on discovering this, Joseph's brothers remonstrated with them. After they had paid 20 shekels of silver to his brothers, they stopped quarreling. Then they sold Joseph, peace be upon him, to the Ishmaelites also for 20 shekels of silver, and they later sold him in Egypt. This has given rise to the popular tradition among Muslims that Joseph's brothers sold Joseph, peace be upon him. It must be clarified, however, that the Quran does not bear this out.